How to work from home with my partner. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Today's goal is to give some good tips and pointers on how to stay motivated and positive and stress-free in the house when we have lots of people working from home or potentially losing their jobs temporarily while all of this is working itself out. When we have any type of change or stress or fear that comes into life, we can struggle with staying connected and bonded with our partner. So my goal today is to allow people to enjoy the time that you have and help with ways to make it even more enjoyable. The first week is going to feel like this big vacation. It's going to be so exciting where the house is probably going to get cleaned, the dishes done, the trash taken out. Maybe we get to play outside a bunch, playing with the kids and doing all the fun music class and human or body parts, whatever, anything that you're teaching or learning with your kids is going to be so exciting for like the first week. And then the second week's going to come and it's going to be like, oh man, I'm so done with hearing this song over and over and over again. They're fighting over this, they're fighting over that. The stress of trying to get the work done and still keeping them quiet and happy and, you know, trying to set up the day for success can be hard. So I don't want it to be hard for anybody. I want to help. I want to actually give the support. Something that I notice all too often is everywhere you go in, you know, social media or whatever, there's always a place to find content or listen to somebody else talk. But then creating that content yourself as a business owner is strugglesome. Or staying motivated to actually stick to the schedule that you're creating for your family or yourself. Keeping yourself inspired to get up and get dressed and take a shower every day. Just because you're staying home doesn't mean don't take a shower. And you know, we don't want to lose ourselves in these situations. We want to stay healthy and happy. We still want to go for walks outside, let the kids get all dirty, and who cares if you have to do more laundry because you're home now. You get to stay home and do whatever your heart desires, except for also doing your job if you're working from home. More importantly, how this impacts my favorite thing to talk about is how all of this is going to impact your relationship with your partner. Be very cautionary not to allow this to, you know, cause arguments or being nitpicky about the small things that always irritated you about your partner that you always had the chance to ignore when you went home, went to work or left for the day and didn't have to spend the whole day with them. You know, we spend more time at work than we do with our families and our partners. And then when we have all this endless time together, it can start to turn in, little things can start to get annoying, like the toilet seat being left up or the shower curtain being left open or the dirty laundry being left on the floor or the dishes not being picked up from the table. You know, when you're having to cook three meals a day and to do dishes three times a day, and that means more trash and more laundry, and you have to actually look at it, you can't leave your house and then come back to it. When you leave your house, it's not stressful anymore because you're not seeing it or dealing with it every single day. It's only stressful until you come back. And so setting up a schedule, I know everyone is saying that, and it's so true, like, or at least communicating. If you're not going to set like a chore schedule or a school schedule for the kids or whatever, which I haven't set a schedule. Matt and I work very well together with organizing the house in an appropriate way that is beneficial for both of us and the kids, we just naturally have our flow. And so if you don't have a natural flow, then just having conversation about, okay, I want to focus on this, and ask your partner what they want to focus on instead of telling them what you need them to focus on. And if they need you to focus on something, then hear each other out and try to be compromising on what each other wants, what each other needs. If your partner says, please clean the bathroom, and you're like, I hate cleaning the bathroom, then how can you compromise? Like, what can you do together to allow each other to have your needs met versus just one person saying yes or no and getting what they want? Because that's not compromising, and that's not how relationships work. Next, make sure you're doing the things like hugs. 20-second hugs are my favorite thing to share with people. It changes the endorphins in your brain and allows for the happiness to start to flow. If you're going to bond in certain ways, so 15 minutes, like, we actually shut our bedroom door and we say, mommy and daddy are, get your minds out of the gutter, mommy and daddy are just going to sit quietly and talk to each other and look each other in the eyes or hold each other's hands. Like, we actually use that time not to be sexually intimate, but we use it to be intimate in other ways, educationally intimate, emotionally intimate, all the other types of intimacy and how it works in our relationship. I think that is good for now. So be on the lookout for a Facebook group. I will try to remember to put it in the show notes. I always say that and then forget to do it. Sorry. I'm going to I don't know if I want to do it on Facebook because everyone's doing that. I want to try to find a way that is most beneficial for everybody. It might be a Zoom call. It might be a video call of some sorts where people are coming together to work together as a team and actually take action on what they're going to be doing. So if you want to create a schedule that works for your family and you need ideas and you need help actually implementing it, we will get that done. I so appreciate everybody, and I know today or now, right now, is a trying time. Do your best to use your self-care techniques or skills, your emotional skills, your coping skills. Like, these are all really important cognitive practices that we need to use in this time of stress. Fear. Do not let fear eat you alive. Do not let social media or the news outlets or whatever else take control of your mind. You are in charge. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will be back.